Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Third and Footlong Show on Planet FM 104.6. I am Darren Lees, finally back in the studio.
Finally back in the country, Darren.
I know. Good Lord, I'm very loud today.
Well, are you too loud in your headphones?
I was incredibly loud. Good Lord. How are you, DT?
I'm all right. I've been staying here in New Zealand and trying to eat like Tom Brady, which has been fun.
Yeah, well, I was going to come on today in a minute because you've been very busy while I've been away.
Yes, very busy eating the same thing pretty much every day, and also the blandest chicken I've ever had in my life. I honestly, it was so bland. His recipe for like half a kg of like chicken breast was like a quarter of a teaspoon of black pepper and a quarter of a teaspoon of salt.
Ugh.
And there was no flavour. It was just pretty much boiled chicken.
And the good news is if people follow us on our social media channels, they'd be able to see all the pain that you've been going through. YouTube, where you can see the in-studio live version of the show and all of our facial reactions, which apparently I'm terrible at hiding. TikTok, where we undertake some of the wild trends that are hitting the globe. And Facebook, if you want to be part of our weekly food and drink polls. Did you do anything exciting the weekend?
Anything exciting the weekend?
That wasn't eating Tom Brady's diet?
Tom Brady's diet. Well, I was very excited to have the Thai beef salad that was eating Tom Brady's diet. In terms of other things I did in the weekend, no, I just caught up on a lot of chores, really.
Oh, wow.
And I played Pokemon Monopoly with my sister.
Oh, is there any, like, family fallout? Because that's what normally happens with Monopoly, right? It's like, it's over.
No, so this year one of my, like, New Year's goals was learning. It wasn't Monopoly, I know how to play Monopoly, but like learning different card games. For me and my sister, like every weekend we'll spend an hour learning a card game.
Who's the Pokemon fan?
Both of us, but more me.
Wow. Did you used to have that Pokemon app where you used to go finding them in the street and stuff like that?
I did for like a week or two, but honestly it took too much space on my phone, so I had to delete it.
I remember being in, I think this was quite a few years ago, wasn't it? I was in Sydney at the time, and I'd be like, just in the street, and then someone would just randomly go past me looking for a Pokemon. I was like, is this real? But it obviously was real, and it was huge, right?
It was huge, and still people play it to this day.
I had a good weekend. Did I have a good weekend? Yes, I emceed a show on Friday
nice.
Night. Very
what
nice.
What show was that?
It was the Improv Bandits.
Nice.
The Eliminator show by the Improv Bandits. And then Saturday night I went to watch Pulp in concert.
Pulp. Is it a band?
It is a band, yes. Okay. It's a rather large English band.
Is it punk?
Say again?
Is it punk?
It's no,
punk.
No, it's like Britpop.
What?
Guy
what?
Called Jarvis Cocker is the lead singer.
What is Britpop? What
Brit-
is,
oh,
is that like Beatles?
Are we going,
are we
oh no.
I don't know what that is. I've never heard anyone.
That's the British
that
Invasion or Beatlemania or something. Britpop.
Yes.
Massive in the 90s. Enormous. Oasis, Blur, Pulp, The Verve, all of those type of, that you've heard of none of them because you're going to go, I wasn't even alive.
No, I was just born in the late 90s.
Late 90s, yes.
So.
No, you'd have missed all of that. It was huge at the time, and Pulp were one of those bands. Oh. Huge album called Different Class. They were on for 2.25 hours.
That's a really long time to play.
It was.
People, yeah.
Considering
so.
The lead singer's now 62.
Is he, because my colleague went to a concert the other day, I think it was Sting.
Oh.
So, yeah, Sting was here recently, wasn't he?
I don't know, but then I wouldn't have been looking.
Oh, anyway, and like he showed me a photo, and the guy was shirtless, and I was like, oh, that's not really a man that should be shirtless anymore.
To be honest, that's me as well. I had a weird moment tonight just as I was getting ready to come to the show.
Oh, yeah?
I almost shaved my eye.
How?
Because I'd got some shaving cream there.
Oh, yeah.
Right there, just under my eye, and I thought, I'll grab that, and I actually And I actually thought I had shaved my eye because, like, my eye was, like, watering, but it was where I'd, like, flicked water or foam into my eye. But I actually thought I'd shaved my eye tonight.
But I'm very glad you hadn't because that would be gross.
And it wouldn't be great. Imagine, like, the retina just peeling it out and just trying to stick it back in. Well, what a wild few weeks it's been. We watched the Super Bowl in different time zones.
Yes.
Different countries.
Mine was a bit more favourable to just being alive.
Yeah, mine was tough. Having to do the show at 4:30 in the morning or whatever we did, I was not a good state the next day, it would be fair to say.
No.
And then you've been hitting the socials hard. in my absence. You are like, you see, you hate the fact of being the youth and the future of the show, right?
I tried so hard to make you proud of all
those. You were just, I was just trying to keep up with it from all, and like with minimal Wi-Fi here and there. But the one thing you've done, which is probably the most impressive, is you've really kind of been going hard on the TB12 diet. And for anyone that doesn't know, that's the Tom Brady diet.
Which is very bland.
It is. I've got a few questions for you.
Yes, go.
Let's go. So where did you learn about the diet? Where did you first hear about it?
I first heard about it like years ago in 2017, 2018, that kind of Super Bowl run, because I feel like his whole plyometrics and all of that really came out, because it was, look, he's still old and playing.
Because there's always been this thing that he's had his own coach and he's insisted on having his own dietitians and stuff like that.
Which has upset one recent player at the Raiders.
Yes.
Yes, and Max Crosby. Great disdain for Tom Brady, apparently.
Yeah, and he's looking to leave as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I know a few teams where would welcome him with open arms.
Well, maybe one of those teams will be our team this year, because we will be choosing.
Tonight, so we can go with our team through the draft and do everything. We're obviously going to take out the Cleveland Browns. They were our team last year. So they'll come back on the wheel in 31 years' time when we can then pick them again. So what was your initial thoughts about the TB12? Because you obviously had to order a book online, I think, didn't you?
Yes, and that took a while to come back.
Was it an actual book?
Yes, I've got the actual book.
Okay.
I want to borrow it.
No. I'm done with diets.
Yeah.
I just inject myself with stuff instead. What was kind of your initial thoughts when you were looking for it? Did you go, oh, I'm kind of keen for this, or were you like...
Honestly, because the smoothie recipe was actually very similar to the smoothie I already have some mornings, so that wasn't bad. There's a lot more almond milk in this diet than I would ever drink in my life, so there was that. I drank, I think, throughout the course of the diet, I went for like 6 or 7 litres of almond milk, because he drinks a lot of almond milk. And then there's a lot of protein. I did not have all his protein shakes, because I am not a human being that requires 4 protein shakes a day.
Yeah, there's a lot on that. Well, I mean, how's it been? How have you found it? Because what have you been doing it for now? 6, 7 days, something like that?
7 days, yeah.
7 days.
It's been good. Like, I actually felt a lot better having that much almond milk. I feel like almond milk does actually make you feel better, so...
Pigs up for the almond. Because I was going to say, is there anything that you're going to keep doing after? It sounds like almond milk could be your new thing. And you'd just never really done almond milk before?
Occasionally. I'm just going to start putting it in my smoothie. And then I already had electrolytes in the morning, most mornings, so that wasn't much of a change for me. And then I normally prep my meal in advance for lunches and stuff. So the dinners I will not be repeating, because they were so bland.
Yeah.
Like, so bland. What is that man doing?
Rank chicken. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you used to do electrolytes for yourself in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Also, the other thing about this diet is lots of people complain about the amount of liquid you're meant to drink on it. And like, I did the calculator, and it's less liquid than I normally put down in like my normal day. So,
okay.
Because I drink a lot of water and stuff in the day.
Me too.
No, you don't.
Me too. I drink tons of water.
Oh. So
my water bill's so expensive.
Because like, in the morning, because you put down the smoothie, which is like a litre of smoothie and then half a litre of electrolytes, and that was fine.
Damn.
So, yeah.
What's been the most challenging part for you?
The disgusting dinners. Not disgusting.
Just the boring dinners.
So bland. Like, I would have some spice or just something to add flavour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And would you recommend it to anyone else?
I recommend the almond milk. Like, genuinely, it did make me feel better, I think. So, I really struggled with the sleep.
Is that the carton almond
milk?
Yeah, is it good? I've never done anything other than someone in my house has soy, and I'm like...
soy milk's gross.
Yeah, thank you.
Oat milk is my normal alternative go-to milk. If I'm having, like, a coffee that's not got dairy milk in it. Otherwise, almond milk I wouldn't normally put in coffee, because it separates really badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd only drink that as part of a smoothie or drinking it on its own?
When I had to put in the protein shake,
ooh,
it made it really sweet.
Oh, really?
Like, super sweet. And that wasn't really it for me in terms of the protein shake. Yeah.
One final question.
Yes.
Do you now think you're Tom Brady?
100%.
Perfect. Then the diet has done exactly what it was set out to do.
100%. This body is Tom Brady.
So I'm going to look forward to going to the field and you throwing the ball 50 metres down the field for me. Beautiful.
Running like an awkward gazelle.
Well, the good thing, if you are Tom Brady, you don't have to run anywhere, because didn't he have about 18 yards running in his entire career? It was like...
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Did you see him, though, the last year he redid his 40 and it was faster than...
Yeah, it was faster than when he did his original combine. I saw that, where they put the two... Wow. Yeah. That's impressive.
It is.
I would like to be able to run 40 now.
Your knee.
Yes, it's not improved.
No.
It has not improved, so. But I got a bit of food stuff. I got some travel food stuff I can talk to you about.
Oh,
yes. I went to France. I did. I mean, I did spend the large proportion of it as remote as I could possibly be. But even so, just down the road, I have three recommended, for anyone who's going to France, three recommended food places.
Was it Fromagerie?
It was not. The first one was called Le Table de la Tour.
The Table of...
The something.
Yeah.
Yes. It's in a small town called Tessieu. Marjorie and Clement own it. And they are amazing. Amazing. At lunchtime, they do like a lunch set menu, and it's €20 for four courses.
Well, that's good.
Which is 40 New Zealand, because the New Zealand dollar sucks at the moment.
Yeah.
Set lunch menu. I mean, how good? You kind of go in and they give you soup, and then they kind of give you a meal, they give you a salad, then you get something like lamb chops or something, and then you get a dessert. And then in between, they bring you some cheese if you want some of that. I was like, you got to go check out their Instagram page, Le Table de la Tour. Tessieu, Marjorie and Clement. The one day we went in, because it's at home day 8:30.
Yeah.
I mean, how good's this? 8:30, walked in, and we're like, oh, we'd love to have, like, some drinks and food. And they were like, oh, only drinks at the moment. And we're like, oh, so hungry. It's so cold. And then about 10 minutes later, Marjorie came over, and she's like, oh, would you like some bread and jams? And
yes.
Oh, okay. We'll do that. It's better than nothing.
Dejeuner.
15 to 20 minutes later, oh, we could put you an omelette together if you want, and this omelette.
Yeah.
Oh, my. So cheesy. Amazing. And then in Paris, went to Le Souffrin on Valentine's night, because I just happened to be in Paris on Valentine's night. The Avenue de Souffrin, just down from the Eiffel Tower, had an onion soup.
Wait, sorry. Because I'm aware you travelled with Dr. Shaw, your daughter. Did your daughter also come on Valentine's dinner?
Absolutely, because we didn't really treat it as a Valentine's dinner. We just treated it as dinner, but it just happened to be Valentine's night. Onion soup. Oh, cheese. Again, cheese. A beef fillet with béarnaise sauce. I'm not sure I'm a béarnaise sauce fan.
No.
Okay. But the beef was outstanding.
Beef.
So.
Boeuf.
And then honourable mention to Café Louise. Went there one morning, hot chocolate and pastries, 155 the Boulevard Saint-Germain in Paris. Very nice indeed. It's very romantically set up because it was Valentine's Day. They got love hearts everywhere. They love Valentine's Day in Paris.
Well, it's the city of love, Darren.
I know, but man, I'll tell you what I did not love.
What?
Oh, so many English people. Oh my God, I reckon if I'd have gone to England, I'd have found less English people.
To be fair, when I lived in Amsterdam, English people were kind of the worst.
It was just like, everywhere you turned, it was just either a northern English voice. So, what happens in England, obviously, is that someone goes, I'm going to treat my girlfriend to a trip to Paris. It's like, look at me.
Why don't you just use your normal accent, Darren?
I'm going to England. I'm going to Paris to take my girlfriend because she's going to love me for going to Paris. And it's like, that's all you heard in the hotels was just northern voices.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, nobody in the south of England goes to Paris for romance. No, they obviously just go to London or Switzerland or something. Tip, don't eat hotel food in Paris. Not that it's bad. It's just expensive and it's not as good. So don't waste your time. So it was Paris.
Paris.
Man,
which
the food
is having
was
a
great.
Game.
It is.
Dun-da-da.
I couldn't believe it. I actually went past the Stade de France both in taxi and on the train, and it's an amazing stadium.
Has to be the Saints, right? Like,
you would think so.
Has to be.
Has to be the New Orleans Saints.
Like,
because it's not that far from Orleans. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Has to be.
The Saints would be amazing. I mean, not obviously, like, they're not big, big market team, but that would just be perfect.
Fleur-de-lis.
2027, is it?
No, it's this year.
Is it 26?
I thought it was 26.
I thought it was 27. Okay, no.
I can't remember now.
I keep going because obviously there's been a State of Origin game announced in New Zealand and that's 27, so I keep getting my sports mixed up.
I don't even know what that is.
My God. Apparently people who play State of Origin, Rugby League, yeah, also listen to Britpop. So that may be why you probably don't know what it is, because you don't listen to Britpop, so therefore you don't understand, don't know what State of Origin is either.
Not my sport, not my problem.
No, not buying into it at all.
No.
Do you want to talk food? Because we haven't talked food enough on the show. We're only halfway through the show and all we've done is talked about food.
Yeah, well, it is food.
It is food. And it's kind of off-season. And the first part of food was linked to American football. It was Tom Brady.
Yes, it was.
But our beautiful fans have been treated to a wonderful vote this week. It was potatoes.
Potatoes.
How do you do yours?
Do you know the best way to have potatoes, though? Potatoes bravas.
Ah, potatoes bravas. Very good. Wasn't on the list.
No, it's Spanish.
I was not surprised by the win. I was not surprised by the winning potato.
Chips.
No, that surprised me that it was so low down. Because if you get good chips right, if you get good chips right, let me just lie.
Yeah, sure, go.
They're great. I mean, if you get crap chips, they're crap, right?
Yes, they are bad chips.
I didn't say the S word. I'm okay on. I'm sure the C word's fine. The CR word is fine on radio. Not the other one.
Bigger hole has been dug.
That's right. Yeah.
Bigger hole.
I'm just burying myself now with a shovel. Chips was way down. I mean, it was joint second, I think. But
wait, did people think you meant bag chips or hot chips?
No, it's got to be hot chips when you're talking about potatoes.
No, but I think that might be why it's confused. Because you should have put hot chips.
Oh.
I don't care because I can't eat either of them.
No. But chips, they tied with mash.
Yeah.
13%. Let me just go through the list. I'll go bottom to top as in how I read them. And then Reese came on. And Reese has always got some posh. And I hope I pronounce this right. Dauphinoise or something. Gratin type potato.
It's just cheese and potatoes.
Yeah, that's right. But he came on and suggested that, and then people started voting for it. Well, 2% of people voted for it. No one really cared whether it was sweet potato or not. No one cared. Baked was 3. Rusty was 6. Air fried. Just get the millennials out of here. 2%. That shows our fan base. 8% was hash browns. 4% was croquettes. Croquet, however you want to pronounce it. Nobody was steamed, and damn right too.
What are you doing steaming a potato?
Sauteed was 3, jacket was 8, wedges was 4.
Yeah, wedges.
Get yourself some damn good wedges with some sour cream and some chili. But no, only 4%. 13 was chips, 4 was boiled.
Who won though?
28%.
Who won?
Roast.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
I was
pretty confident from the start Roast was going to... At one point, Roast was down at 19 when a couple of the others started coming up. Then it came strong at the end. Didn't let me down. Lots of votes this week. A lot of votes this week.
Potatoes.
Yeah, people love potatoes, right?
It's not a team in Idaho, because then we could segue into team. But do you know what team could be moving to Indiana?
Yes.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Bears down.
Bear down. That's right. Bear down. That is wild, isn't it, that they could be gone? There's some wild comments on the potatoes this week. We had an American-Irish person, Joe O'Brien.
Okay.
From Chicago. It's 2026. Sweet potatoes are just regular potatoes, aren't they? Why do you not think they are regular? Oh. Just because they are sweeter than the rest doesn't mean that they should be treated any differently. Damn straight, Joe. And potato sashimi. Sashimi is really catching on these days.
I honestly thought you couldn't eat raw potatoes.
No. My last name is O'Brien, and we have a lot of experience with the tubers. Lucky potatoes to the rest of you. That's a classic Chicago South Side Irish saying. Look it up. All good if not. Oh, well, thanks, Joe. Thanks for the option. What else did we have? Where is the all potatoes?
I don't know what those are.
As in, like, all, A-double-L. Like, why haven't you just said all potatoes are good?
Oh, okay.
There is no wrong way to have a potato except raw. Back to your point, then.
I didn't think you could eat them raw.
No, no. Then Corin, who actually gave the idea of the
cheesy potato.
Only millennials use air fryers. See, he's on the same page as me, but then he is of the same vintage, similar-ish. And then Craig. What did Craig say? He was like, he was hot on the boiled potatoes. He was like, boiled potatoes are the bomb or something like that. So there was lots of opinion, as always, on our food polls.
Bomb.
So there's the potato poll for you.
It is the potato poll.
Done and cleaned. We'll have to come up with something else for this week. Hopefully somebody, like, kind of gives us an idea.
I haven't plugged my computer in, so we're going to have to do a drum roll ourselves for our team reveal.
Oh, we're going to do a team reveal now?
No, I need to spin the wheel.
Oh, my God.
I didn't plug it in. I didn't know we were doing this.
Where's the cable?
So you have to... Like,
is the cable not even here?
No, it's in my bag, but it's over there.
Well, I tell you what I could do. I could try and do the...
Yeah, you do that. Okay, I'll spin.
Okay.
Tick, 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 tick.
There we go. So we are going to spin the wheel to find out what the 2026 third and footlong team of the year is. Here we go, spin the wheel.
Oh my God, this is still going. Yeah, it slowed down. We're still going. Oh my God. Oh, no way.
Don't be the Bears.
Detroit.
Oh. Does that mean we could play Eminem every show? The Lions, there it is. A disappointing season this year, so hopefully they're better next year.
I hope you're not afraid, Darren.
Look at you go.
What else? Will the real Slim Darren please stand up?
Well, would there be a Slim Darren at all? That would be pretty handy.
No, you just came
That's
back
just
from
the
France.
Way I am.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we're going to lose ourselves in supporting Detroit this year.
Hey. Motown, strong.
Strong, yes, indeed. Oh, God, we're going to be rap gods. Does that mean we got to go to Detroit to go watch them?
Do you like who... We just missed them, which would have been fun.
Oh, my God.
But imagine if it ticked one more.
Well, how did it pick the... Because
it gets deleted.
Oh, you just moved it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'd have taken the Saints over the Jets. Could you imagine how miserable it is to support the Jets at the moment?
I think we got away with one. I'm sorry, Jess.
We did.
Oh. I don't know what's happening with your team.
I was interested, you know. I watched your video online about three teams that you think are to watch in the off-season.
Because they're crack.
And yeah. But Miami, I kind of thought, do you know what? I actually think they're trying to tank.
Yes, but it's still interesting because
it is. But
everyone.
I don't think they're actually going to do anything. I actually think they're just going to tank.
They've already cut a few players.
Well, Tyreek's gone.
Also, where's Tua going? That's what I want to see. What are you doing?
Well, I think he's going to be a bit of a Kyler Murray, where he's so expensive and nobody wants him because he doesn't bring enough.
Kyler Murray's not actually that expensive though, in terms of where his contract's at now. But also with Kyler Murray, what's the other option for the Cardinals? Like, at this point, why?
Well, this is why next week we are going to play the quarterback dating game.
I know.
Where we are going to try and match up, if nothing happens this week and none of them get signed, we're going to try and romantically match up in our belated Valentine's Day.
Special.
Special. Where we're going to try and match up.
Aren't we lucky we have Jared Goff, though?
I know. I know, but then he's not really done it, has he? The window for Jared Goff is kind of closing a little bit.
And we have two very expensive wide receivers on our roster.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Got Aiden Hutchinson, though.
Yep. Are we going to get
and Jamar
Hutchinson?
Gibbs? Well, it's going to be interesting to see, right, whether we are, like, the bad luck. Like, the Browns were terrible. Like,
now we are campaigning for Max Crosby to return to the state of Michigan.
Join
the Detroit Lions with Aiden Hutchinson.
Wasn't Trey Hendrickson going there, though?
I don't want him, though.
No.
He's
why not?
Old and broken.
So am I. Does that mean you don't want me on the show either?
I want you on the show, but I don't want Trey Hendrickson.
I'm old and broken, though. I'm old and broken.
You're not paid to rush your quarterback, though.
I could be. I'm old and broken.
Sorry, if you could be, you wouldn't be here, Dan.
No, that's true. It's the same as if I'd won the lottery. No, if I won the lottery, I absolutely would be here. Should we do a bit of quick news before we go?
Yes.
Detroit. Mac Hollins, New England Patriots, getting generous. did not hit his incentive target, but gave him 400 grand anyway.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I would as well.
Should we go to them?
I love the fact how sport contracts work, right? Yeah, if I miss my target at work, I don't get the bonus. And if I got fired, I don't get paid out for the next 3 years.
Did you get to the Super Bowl then?
Nope. Neither as a spectator or a player.
Should we talk about the bigger money, which is Seahawks selling their Super Bowl winning franchise?
Oh, no.
Valued between $7 and $8 billion and expected to go for over $10 billion.
Wow. Would put it up there as one of the most expensive.
I don't think
it's a big enough market to be worth that. That's what the Lakers are going for.
Yeah. People think because it's won a Super Bowl.
Oh, two in its entire time.
I know, but because it's just won a Super Bowl, people...
I mean, if you're going to sell, now's the time to sell, right?
Yeah.
Well, and you got a young team and a young coach.
They've always had to sell it, haven't they? Because in the will, it had to be
Paul
sold.
Paul Allen, whatever, family. But talking of the Seahawks, JSN. Well, I'm not stressed at the moment, but I just think I should be the highest paid wide receiver, as does Jefferson, as does Chase, as does... Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's probably earned it. He's probably... Pickens, yeah. He's probably earned it. John Fox to the Bills.
Honestly, as I said before the show, I thought he was gone. I didn't realise he still existed as an entity in the league.
But he did take two teams to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did. Oh, he's not a bad coach. I just thought he wasn't knocking
He's
it
on
out.
That very small list of people that have taken two different teams to a Super Bowl. Very small list.
Should we talk about the other small list of people who have returned after a few years?
Yes.
You could be joined by Philip Rivers and Derek Carr.
Oh. Derek Carr's just sat there and gone, look at Philip Rivers and his dad bod. I reckon I could do that.
Oh, yeah.
But Derek Carr's only sat here for 1 year, hasn't he?
Yes.
That's right, so it's kind of like an injury and he's come back. But wasn't his shoulder ruined?
Yeah, his shoulder was ruined.
So is he just going to be like 2016 Peyton Manning or something just like that?
Looked at the fact there's 8 teams that need a quarterback and was like, yeah, I can do that.
And I tell you what, there's not much out there.
No, so why not?
And if you especially if you want to pay $290 million or something like that, or Kyler Murray that's probably going to go and play baseball. There's some bad teams. Potentially brewing for next year.
Oh, 100%.
What's the Browns doing? I mean, I can talk... I can S-talk them now because they're not our team anymore.
You already did S-talk them.
I was doing it anyway, right? But, like, is Shadur really it? Is Gabriel really it?
No.
Where were they picking? Top six?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be top six.
They're top six.
But there's no one there.
They also
Mendoza's
the Jags.
Going at one and that's the end.
They get the Jags pick as well.
Yeah, true. Yes, they did, yeah. So, yeah, I think some of the teams definitely the Falcons. That whole Matt Ryan thing's weird.
But now they're okay with Michael Penix.
That's right. Everything's all fine now.
Which.
Yeah, Baker, still beef with Stefanski.
Yep.
That's still dragging on.
Dolphins cut ties with Tyreek Hill and Bradley Chubb.
Is the whole Tyreek Hill thing. They asked Andy Reid, is he coming back? And Reid was like, I don't even know if he can play.
Yeah, well, his knee was nice.
Yeah, it was just... But interesting, Kansas, they've obviously restructured Mahomes.
Yeah, $43 million in cap space now.
As in plus.
Yes.
Because they were minus 40 or something, weren't they? And now it's the whole, is Kelsey and Tyreek coming back? I mean, are they trying to party like it's 2018 or
yes,
what?
Yes, they are.
Robert
Woods, though, retiring from the NFL.
Yes.
Career for him.
Yeah, it was indeed. Congrats to him. Drake May, not requiring surgery.
No.
So Patriots fans will be happy.
Yes, especially with a thrown shoulder injury.
That's right, yeah. Nobody wants to see anybody injured.
No. Javonte Williams signed Cowboys, speaking of someone who is often injured in his career.
Yes. Yeah, dropped by the Broncos because of repetitive injuries, but he's back. I don't know if I've got much else, but it's been a pretty big week.
I reckon.
Oh, Lamar, contract extension again.
Oh, the Ravens have a few people to re-sign, Lindebaum and likely... as well. Mike Evans, though, heading to free agency for the first time.
Yeah, old though.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still have him.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, hell yeah.
We'll take him and the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions can have him. They'll need a wide receiver,
probably.
They need
a big body perimeter receiver because they got the speed guy in Williams. They got the little slot guy in Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah.
We'll take the big body
Better
guy.
The bigger man. They're firing. But, so who do you want there now? Evans and... Oh,
Evans,
that's it. Crosby.
Crosby.
Oh, job done.
Everyone.
Wow, that's it. That's a show.
Yeah, it's short, isn't it?
It was. Half an hour is short. Right, mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for joining us. That has been our show. We will be back at 6:30 next Monday. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
And I don't know what that music is.
Neither do I, but it's fun but, little jazz.
Well, it's beautiful. Let's have some jazz to play out.
It's very French.
Yes,
you.
It is. Indeed. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
inside your cat. If you found your toothpaste empty, I would squeeze out just a little more. If you had the sweetest victory, I'd high five you till our hands were sore. If you were scared and worried, I would keep you safe and sound. And if you were addicted to fabric, we could fill a whole room in our house. If we climbed the highest treetop, and you said you couldn't climb back down, I would build the finest treehouse for our new life above the ground. When you smile at me so sweetly, I love what happens in your eyes. They open up to me, my darling. It's all I need and it's alright. You've got a thousand reasons for you to come away with me. The more I look, the better you seem. And I hope that in your heart you see. Oh, 'cause I believe that you are all I want. Oh, 'cause I believe that you and I belong.
Stream it. Listen on demand. Pod it. Your favorite shows are waiting on planetaudio.org.nz.
From the rooftop with your head upon my shoulder, then you kiss my hand, and I know there's no holding back. On nights like this, lying back in your car, we put it in park for one more kiss in the dark, falling like stars, and I never wanna leave here, baby. Here with you next to me, I feel 17, and we're acting just like. Upside down, and I know I might be falling faster than I meant to, but it's so good when you wrap your arms around me. I want, oh, oh, that, and baby, there's no holding back on nights like this. One more kiss in the dark, falling like stars, and I never wanna leave here, baby. Yeah, you next to me, I feel safe.
reflection. It made me want to dive right in and drown. Without all the beauty that you bring to my darkness, I'd probably never see you again. I'm wading up this river across its muddy banks. If death comes my way, I'll just swim upstream. Greatest challenge in life is loving two things the same. If you can't live by your heart, you're just pissing in the wind. That you can only trust hope and believe in grace when you know you're born against the nature of God. Well, I know you'll love me no matter what I am. Well, that's what proves we last longer than time. My dreams and hopes as the sun up and rise, I cover my fears in these words I sing. And I went down to the river and saw my reflection. It made me want to die riding and drown.
Bad for a while, but then I just smile. summer feels so good when I know you're skanking with me. So good when I know you're skanking. So good when you do. Yes, it feels so good when I know you're rocking with me. So good when I know you're rocking. So good when you do. Yes, it feels so good,
so, so good
when I know you're skanking with me. So good when I know you're skanking. So good when you do. Yes, it feels so good,
so, so good
when I know you're rocking with me. So good when I know you're rocking. So good when you do.
So good, never wanted to leave. Back on the mic and we do it with ease. Loving every minute when we get on the fender. We take the music to the limit when we love it and live it.
Say, where do you go? Where do you go? Well, I'd really like to know. Oh, where you go? When it all comes down to it, and the pressure's on for life, how do you keep on skanking through the darkness to the light? How do you ride through like it's your nature too? Well, I've been watching you, watching the things you do. I see the way you group, make me believe your ways. Where do you go to play? Show me that peaceful place, a peaceful place,
Sheila rock the microphone. Who's that? Fat Brady's me, we all up in the zone. Special editions of Fallon's daughter, I'm self-created. I had a plan to elevate and so I elevated. Up in the sky, the heavens going far beyond. Expectations for myself and where I came from. Open your eyes and take a look at what's before you now. You didn't know how to do it, yo, let I show you how. I got the lyrics and I've got the beats. Put it all together, collaboration complete, no defeat. Even if you don't like us, you will do it
for the love of music. We do it for the love of music.
Do it
for the love of music.
Do it
for the love of music. Do it for the love of music. Do it for the love of music. Do it for the love of music. Do it for the love of music. Do it for the love of music. Do it for the love of music. Do it for the love of music. Oh,
the fire, push in the frame. Mentally project positive all day. Kick around the limit, down to the one drop minor. All together on the fire, fire, and push in the frame. Mentally project positive all day. Kick around the limit.
Do it for the love of music. Whoa.
Fire.
Whoa. The love of music, oh,
fire, 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 fire.
I see on the horizon we come to burn bright, pushing for the truth and the right. We come, we don't stop. Free flow, moving with the drop. Taking it to multiple directions. Pulling you where with universal connections. Free, so collective, our perspective. Never dwelling on the negative, I respect this. Beat this jam, putting in work for the monster plan. Keeping it fresh for the head to be. Non-stop dropping it naturally. Dropping on a regular basis.
dropping on a regular basis. We be dropping on a regular basis. We be dropping on a regular, been on a regular, been on a regular basis.
City. On air, online, on demand, with funding support through New Zealand On Air.
Legalize it. Don't criticize it. Size it. just love to play with it. So you got to.
Can make radio.